This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neils, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Tuesday. I'm Teresa here with my husband, Scott.
Yeah.
And we just want to say hi. Okay, well, the easiest way to get on with your life. Doesn't that sound promising?
Yeah.
Well, the only way to do that is through something that's called forgiving.
That's right. Forgiveness.
So don't turn us off yet. Just stick with us. Stay with us because it's God's way. It's biblical. And it'll help you overcome your anger. You won't have to manage it anymore. Not that there's anything wrong with anger management, but we want you to be free from it. And God is the one who can set you free from it so you don't have to manage it anymore.
That's right. And I have two scriptures here, Revelations 22, 1 through 5, and Matthew 5, 23 through 24. I'd like to read Revelations 22, 1 through 5 right now. Then the angel showed me a river with the water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. And it flowed down the center of the main street. On each side of the river grew a tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, with a fresh crop for each month. The leaves were used for medicine to heal the nations. No longer will there be a curse upon anything, for the throne of God and of the Lamb will be there, and his servants will worship him. And they will see his face, and his name will be written on their foreheads. And there will be no light there, no night there, no need for lamps or sun, for the Lord God will shine on them, and they will reign forever and ever.
Wow.
I mean, that's...
Honey, go ahead.
That's all about forgiveness.
It is.
Right there.
It is.
You know?
It's tough. We know. We've both had to do a lot of forgiving of ourselves and of others, and continue to do that as long as we're on this earth.
That's right.
It's the only way we can be free.
Well, Matthew 5:23 through 25 says, so if you're presenting a sacrifice at the altar in the temple and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, leave your sacrifice here at the altar. Go and be reconciled to that person. Then come and offer your sacrifice to God. That's actually 5:23 through 24.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you know, you go to pray to God and you ask for things or you ask for his forgiveness and this and that, and you still have a grudge against somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Basically what that scripture is telling you is, listen, man, if you got a grudge against somebody, lay it down. Forgive them. Let it go. And then I'll forgive you. But I can't forgive you if you're going to hold grudges against somebody. You know, I think that's what the Lord's trying to tell us. You know, we also, you know, suffer brokenness in our life, right? All of us. Every last one of us. And in our relationship with God and our relationship with others, you know, brokenness tends to weigh us down, you know, when we're separated, we separate ourselves from God. You know, in him is complete until our areas of brokenness are mended. It's not complete. All your areas of brokenness, your unforgiveness, really need to be reconciled in order for it to be mended.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking from experience here. I held some horrible grudge and resentment and unforgiveness in my life growing up from my childhood. But man, when I gave that unforgiveness, you know, and I forgave. And I, you know, and even today, Teresa goes, man, I don't know how you forgive so easily. You know, when someone wrongs me, or someone may think they wrong me, or whatever the case may be, I can forgive them because I know when I was saved, and I got saved and gave my life to Christ, he forgave me. He died for me. The least I can do is try to follow his footsteps in some form or fashion. And one of those is forgiveness. I don't want to hold a grudge against somebody. I just don't want to do it.
And it interferes with your walk.
It
interferes
with
my walk with God. And
mm-hmm.
and you, you it's it's a blessing to get to that place to where you are so, whatever it is, whether it's forgiveness or whatever the case may be, to where you, your relationship with God is so meaningful and so important to you that whatever it is that comes along in your life that you have power over to do something about it, you want to do it because you've tasted what the relationship with God is like and what that fellowship with Him is like. And all these things that we hang on to that are not what He's about, it disrupts our walk with Him. He's there, and he does not leave us, but we can feel that lack of closeness and intimacy with Him because of all this stuff, and namely, we're talking about unforgiveness here.
Yeah.
It kind of numbs us, and we sort of feel like, I know God is there, but you know, I just don't sense Him. I don't feel Him, yeah. And that's what it is. And once your relationship with Him is worth nothing. Nothing coming between your fellowship, your walk, your communion, your communication with Him. You're gonna do what you can to get it taken care of. But to me, honey, until that becomes priority, because you've tasted the Lord and you see what that's like, and you realize this is coming in between Him. I think you go back and forth a lot.
Yeah, I think so too. And also, you know, not only forgiving someone who may have done you wrong, but also asking someone for forgiveness
that
you've done wrong.
That's right.
You know, I mean, asking God to forgive someone who, you know, like I said, may have done you wrong, maybe a little bit easier than asking God to forgive you because you wronged somebody.
Yeah.
Because that's where your humility comes in.
It is.
That's where pride has to be laid to the side, you know. Husbands, if you maybe said something, you know, off the cuff to your wife or to your child. Did you ask for their forgiveness? What, you know, you may say, well, I'm a man, you know, I'm not supposed to do that. You know, yes, you are. If you're a real man, you know, what an effect you're going to have on your child or your wife's life when you say, you know what, I wronged you right there, and I want to please ask you for forgiveness. That shows a man of God there, okay? Or a woman of God. If you wronged your husband or wronged somebody or your workplace or whatever the case may be, just walk up to them and go, you know what, man or lady, I asked for your forgiveness. I was wrong.
Right.
Oh, you're okay. No, it wasn't okay.
And, you know, when we don't forgive, what we do, here's another way of looking at it. We're going to give you lots of different ways to look at it. We'll get to the main one at the end, but when you don't forgive, you remain in a victim state. Well, look what they did to me. Look what happened to me. And then you just become a victim to it. It's like, you know, it's just not God's way. We're not victims. We are victors.
Right.
And we're not His children to be, you know, other people's victims. And so when you grasp that and we realize who we are in Christ.
Right.
I don't want to be a victim to anybody or anything anymore.
That's right.
You know, that gives me that. Reminds me of who I am. I'm not a victim. A victim of what someone did or didn't do or said or didn't say to me.
Yeah.
And once we realize the condition that everybody's in, everybody's struggling, half the time people that have hurt us weren't intending to.
Yeah, that's true.
But the main thing is, honey, why do we need to forgive?
Well, once you say it.
So we'll be forgiven.
That's right.
Yeah. We hope that matters to you most. We want to come at this a different way all the time we teach, because what works for one doesn't work for someone else. Y'all are like our children. This doesn't work for that one, but when we said it this way, well, that did it. And we're the same way. Lights come on to us in different ways. So that's why we come about it in a different way. But the bottom line is, that's the main one.
Yeah, because the Lord.
And if you're not there, pray about it. Let that, ask the Lord to make that. To cause that to you to be the number one reason to do it, so you'll be forgiven.
You know, what's part of the Lord's Prayer? Forgive those who
trespass against us.
Mm-hmm. You know, forgive us as we forgive those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, in other words, God,
forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
In other words, God's going to forgive you the way you forgive. You know, He can do anything, but He wants a choice here. Are you going to forgive others? Well, if you are, then He's going to say, "Well, son or daughter, I forgive you."
Right.
Now, what did Jesus say on the cross? When his scarred hands were nailed up on the cross, he looked down at the Jewish leader. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
And that's the takeaway we always want to leave you with when we talk about forgiveness. That is what he said on the cross after all that was done to him.
Yes.
Because he knew the condition that the people that were hurting him were in, spiritually, mentally, physically, and all. And when you can understand that about each other, it's easier to forgive.
Yeah, so we encourage you today, really focus on that. If someone does hurt you, or maybe if you hurt somebody else unintentionally, ask yourself, why'd I do that, or why'd they do that to me?
Yeah.
Maybe, just maybe, you need to go to God and say, please forgive me.
And guess what? Like we said in the very beginning, you can get on with your life.
That's right.
Take it back.
God doesn't want you walking in a circle.
Mm-mm.
He wants you going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, the first step, honey, for forgiveness is to give your life to Him.
Yeah. And you receive power to do
That's
that.
That's exactly right. What is a sinner's prayer? The main thing I'd ask is for God, please forgive my sins from a sincere heart.
Mm-hmm.
So when you pray that for the rest of your life after you give your life to Christ, you ask Him that. God, from a sincere heart, I ask you to forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
Or I ask you to forgive them. So if you've never given your life to Jesus and you'd like to do that today, we encourage you to do so. And if you have and you're thinking, man, you know what? I never gave my sincere heart to Him. Then today's the day. Tuesday. So if you would please pray this prayer with us, and please know that you're saved. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And you say, because of that cross, my sins can be forgiven if I ask you from a sincere heart. Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I don't want unforgiveness in my life anymore because of what you just did for me. I give you my heart, my soul, and my mind today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hmm.
Well, thank you all so much.
And until we talk to you tomorrow, keep living it up.
While beginning again.